Head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Brett Bielema, joins us on Overtime. Coach, welcome to Arkansas and congratulations on being named their next head coach.
Thank you, gentlemen. Greatly appreciate it and excited about the opportunity.
Coach, now I remember watching you in Orlando when Arkansas played Wisconsin back in the Capital One Bowl, and I told someone that coach right there has swagger. Is it swagger or confidence?
Well, I tell you, I remember back in high school, and everybody used to talk, maybe I was a little cocky. I always said that it was a misinterpreted confidence, and I stay that to this way today. I think the only way you can have success is if you walk in the room knowing you can do something, and I really do believe it's confidence. If it comes across in another way, that's how people perceive it, but I don't go into a room expecting to lose. I know that.
Coach, being a part of now the coaches with the SEC West, what kind of challenges do you see? And then, you know, it's kind of the best collection of coaches probably in the country.
Well, it's exciting. The reason I made the move was to try and chase something, obviously, that we haven't been able to do here. Played in three championship games and weren't able to win them, but it's an exciting opportunity because growing up and finding out that you want to be a college football coach, to earn your way through it, to get to a head coaching opportunity, to Wisconsin, we're able to win three straight Big Ten championships and earn BCS berths because of it. It's exciting to know that now you have that same task in front of you. It's just a different playground, and it's one that obviously is one of the best playgrounds in all the world of college football.
Coach, when you walked into that team meeting yesterday, what was the first thing you said to those guys?
Well, to be quite honest, I thank them for taking time. It's a really busy time for them to be there with finals going on. And then we talked about a couple things. You know, we talked about in men, you know, we share some things that are very unique. You know, in the world that we live in, men are often more defined by what adversity and what setbacks they overcome than the successes they have. And I think it's important for them to know they were a champion this year, in my mind, because they were in a very difficult situation. Played throughout the course of the year. I know there's some games they want to play better in, but that last game for a group of coaches and players to play their hearts out, I know they didn't come through in the end, but it was a game that you could see they gave it everything they had, and it's a great indicator of the character in the room.
Coach, when you're talking about the players coming back at Arkansas, have you been able to watch any film to evaluate any of that talent? And then when you go out and recruit, what are a couple qualities you look for in your recruits?
Yeah, I'm very much engaged with watching you know, the latter games of the guys we're playing, finding out exactly what we need. Obviously, Arkansas has done a lot of great work. The staff that was here and John L. have done a great job of putting some guys in line. What the key is now is finding out, you know, what ones are going to come with us, what our exact needs are. And as far as the players are recruiting, you know, in this state, I know this would need to be priority number one for us to keep all the players in the state of Arkansas that can play championship-level football at the SEC to keep them here. It's a state that has a lot of pride, and you know, the things that we'll look for, we want great kids. We want players that can run to the football, both sides of the ball and on special teams. And they have to be contributors to our society, you know. When you go to school, if you can have academic, athletic, and social success, you'll be rewarded for the rest of your life. And hopefully that's a big deal here at Arkansas.
Brett Bielema, head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, joins us here on Overtime. Coach, I know you've only been in Fayetteville a couple of days now, but your first impressions of actually spending some longer time than before in Northwest Arkansas. I know you came in and recruited when you were at Wisconsin, but now that you've been there a couple of nights, what are your first impressions of that area?
Trey, it's an unbelievable community. You know, after the press conference yesterday, I came over here, called a couple of recruits, and then I went to the chancellor's house and met some of the board of trustees and was amazed at the passion that they have, not just for football, but Arkansas in general, the athletics, the academics. That's overwhelming. My wife has been here. I haven't been out of my office very much or at her hotel, but it's amazing to me that the people are just so open. And my wife's been looking at some housing around here, and it's going to be a very fun and exciting next couple months, but I can't wait for next year and to jump into our season.
Coach, my father was a coach for over 20-something years, and one thing he always said is you have to be able to coach to your talent and develop your players and not just be one certain system, whether it be just pass the ball a lot or run the ball a lot. How have you been able to do that?
Well, I think, Matt, it's a great statement. It's one that is very, very real. I think that's going to be important, especially in our first couple of years here at Arkansas. You can't force a system that doesn't have the right parts. You know, it's very important for us to realize the talents and skills of our players. One of the things we prided ourselves at the University of Wisconsin was you find out what your best players are and you try to play to their strengths. You also have to, the bigger part of that is finding out what our players' weaknesses are and try to minimize those mistakes. So it's a little bit of a balancing act, which I appreciate and definitely agree with, and it's going to be a work in progress as we move forward.
Coach, what's one thing that you hope to get accomplished next week when you get out on the recruiting trail and you start talking to some of these kids and visiting with them?
Dre, it's going to be, if I see a kid next week, it's going to be a very strategic move. Obviously, junior college kids have a signing window. Next week is the last week we can be on the road, but the flip side of it, as a head coach, you are only allowed to see a young man one time off campus. As an assistant coach, you can see him six times. So if I spin that bullet, if I shoot that bullet next week, it's got to be, you know, be the one that makes it a strike, because you may not get a chance to be back in front of that young man again, to get in his home, to get in front of his parents, to get in front of the people that made him who he is today, to be in his school, to find out all the little things that make him what he is. It's going to be very important next week for us to be able to accomplish that.
Coach, again, thank you, and good luck to you this year.
Appreciate it, man, very much. Go Hawks.